Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the past is the past.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're... My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Anna Schlegel is our guest, our new friend, and she is a globalization expert. And she is has been a very successful person in as a globalization expert. Anna, welcome back. By the way, her book is called Truly Global, The Theory and Practice of Bringing Your Company to International Markets. Has it been more difficult, you think, doing what you do in the world of globalization as a woman?
Oh boy!
is it a good old boys club?
No, I think we're actually trying to do a survey, an industry survey right now, to look at the gender split, or you know, even where our globalizers in the world. It's actually a pretty healthy profession, especially because there's a lot of vendors and a lot of small businesses that offer translation services or
right.
offer globalization consulting. So there's a lot of women on the vendor side. Now, when you're on the corporate side, which is where I am, the numbers are very different.
Hmm.
So being in engineering, we are... You know, minority companies have, engineering companies have from 17 to 25% of the workforce are women. So in engineering environments, you're typically the minority.
Very interesting. So talk to us about how small businesses who are probably not directly involved in globalization, but we have big business customers, and they're probably involved in globalization. What would be your advice to us so that we can become not just vendors to those companies, but integrated partners?
Yeah, I think focus is going to be very important. So what you need to be able to do is pretend and map that you're dealing with a much bigger partner, or you're trying to get into a different country. And so you need to be able to envision all types of interaction, or all the main interactions, you know, the 80-20 rule, with a different country or a customer from a different country or a company from a different country wanting to do business with you. And what that means is you're going to understand the language that they want to be spoken in. So translations is one of the key places where you might want to invest. If you're about to start trading in Japan, you will not be able to do that in English. You're going to need your collateral in Japanese. You're going to need your instructions in Japanese. You might need to pretend that your customer, once they get the product in Japan, maybe your customer wants to return that product. So are they going to be able to do that self-service?
And that's a really good point, because as we talked about earlier, more and more, as I've tried to help my audience understand for a long time, Anna, is more and more they're wanting us to become components of them, as I said, integrated partners. So if what we provide them is in a box that they're going to put in a bigger box, then our box needs to be ready to hit the ground in whatever country they ship it to.
That's right. And sometimes, especially, and the one place to be, you know, very careful with, or you need to be really skilled at, is if you're going to negotiate with a country like China, where what you were just mentioning, that your part might be part of a bigger part. Where I work, we actually do this. They grab some of our hardware and they embed it into bigger or different components or combinations of equipment.
Right.
And so you need to know, you need to envision, you need to map all those pieces. How is it going to play with the other pieces? What if they need to return those pieces? How the pricing. Pricing is very important, understanding pricing in other countries, understanding legal trade compliance. So maybe I've seen American companies try to sell products that are encrypted.
Mm-hmm.
And so many countries like Russia or China would never take your encrypted products. So you need to go through the list of envisioning how is your product going to be really successful and compete with other products, because ultimately what you want is to embed your product into these other states.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be really successful.
Well, one of the main things you got to do, folks, is just realize that you're operating in a globalization world, and if you got a customer, don't presume they're going to buy it from you and deliver it next door. You need to talk to them and find out about, you know, tell me what's your challenge. What can I do to make sure that when we shake hands, we have a good handshake?
So, number one, you might, so if you're getting into a new country, you might want to read about the culture of that
country. That's a good
yeah.
question. Good point. Hey, Anna, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
Of course.
Can I have your website, please?
It's trulyglobalbusiness.com. Trulyglobalbusiness.com.
Okay, trulyglobalbusiness.com. Anna Schlegel is the author, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.